TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. You got Ace and TJ Prime Plus, so you deserve a little something extra. This is Extra Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus.
On the regular Extra Funny, we were just talking about Ace's campus job when he was in college at LSU. I had one, too. It went along with my scholarship, but I got paid for it. You know, it was like, okay, we'll give you this scholarship, and then you'll have this on-campus job, and you'll make this much an hour, yeah. You know, for whatever. And looking back on it, I know we laugh and all about how I hated college, and then I quit and all that. But I was really a little dipshit. As far as, you know, the way it had to be for my parents, you know. So I had this great setup. I got a theater scholarship and then an on-campus job working in the theater. And I blew all of that.
So this was at Louisiana Tech.
Yeah. So my job working around my class schedule and all, my part-time job was going over to the theater and helping to build the sets for whatever events were going on. So even if it was a play that I wasn't in, I was would help build the set for the plays. And I hated it, first of all, because I'm not good at any of that type of thing. So I was basically just a, hold this and go get that and all, which I could do. It was fine, but I was just miserable in the whole situation. And the woman that ran that department, who was a, she knew what she was doing as far as carpentry and construction work and all of that stuff. But they're theater people, all of them. Like, you take a woman who...
But you were there on the theater scholarship.
I know. I was the odd person out. But you take a woman who was good at that type of work, yet chose, instead of to build houses or remodel offices or have a company that she ran that did that kind of stuff, she chose to go to a small college in the theater department and build theater sets, play sets for plays and stuff. So, you know.
Yeah. But you were an outlier because you were really an athlete.
Yes.
You had an athlete's mentality in the theater.
Right. Right.
Which is probably what made you good at theater.
Man, it's just like I didn't have anything in common with any of the people. And I don't know. I was just a shithead, basically. Because I looked at it
and
like
there was that.
Yeah, like everything else is like, oh, man, I came here to be in plays and act and get discovered. I didn't come here to be building sets and doing carpentry work and things that I don't know anything about. Plus, I got all these classes that suck and the whole thing. It was just awful. Awful. But losing my scholarship, losing the job, losing all of it, I can only imagine now as an adult having kids, and both of my kids are great, not like I was. But as a parent, how I would feel if my kid just sloughed off in college and didn't give a shit and lost every opportunity and that looked like every opportunity in front of him. Not thinking that, that was just something that was going to be a detour into what I ended up being, But in the moment, no wonder my parents were upset.
Yeah.
No wonder they're upset.
Yeah, but at the time,
they're like, damn, you go off to college, he goes, look at him, he's got a scholarship, he's got a job. I mean, it's everything you'd ever want.
Yeah. I mean, it made a lot of sense when my mom said, as I was going off to college and telling her, you know, well, when I first came and told her I was going to have this scholarship and all of this stuff. And she said, two types of people make it in the world. People who are really smart and people who are talented. And you are very talented. So that proved it right there. I was talented, but not smart enough to do what I should have been doing to make that work.
Thank you, Mom.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. No, it's true. It's so true.
There are two types of people in this world. Those who aren't grotesquely fat, and then you.
Yeah. Thanks, Mom. Were they upset at the moment when you got, when you bailed out all the stuff? Oh, I mean, did they rip into you?
Yeah, yeah. My mom cried like her heart was broken.
Yeah, I bet.
I'll never amount to anything, you know.
Those words directed at you?
Yeah, because you don't, I mean, and it's so, I think, sad when you see it now. It makes sense that our society has convinced young people and convinced everybody that nobody has a chance of being really successful if they don't have a college degree. And all of that was put into place by, by the government working hand in hand with colleges to make more money off of the citizens. And so now you get stuck in that trap. You get so many people that say, I don't use my college degree. It was just 4 years of a lot of money. And then you got so many people programmed to say, but no, you did this in college and you learn this and you learn that. And, but that's why I'm in favor of more and more specialized schools.
Yeah.
Like electricians have and plumbers have.
It really has changed a lot from when we were in college. But you went to Tech, TJ, and then you came home. Mm. And then how long was it after that before you went to Los Angeles to do stand-up?
It was a while because I worked in the mill.
So I thought you went to L.A. First, then came back.
No, I worked at the mill just in the mechanic shop as a little helper or whatnot.
Yeah.
And then I went to Los Angeles in 1989, I think.
Okay, so that would have been
90.
So 87, 88 would have been your first year of college.
Yeah. And then came back and then started working for the mill after that.
And when you did stand up in LA, how long was a set? Like, would you go down to, like, you hear these people, and I don't know why we've never really got into this in detail. Would you go down, like, on an open mic night kind of thing, and they would say, like, you got 3 minutes, get up, you know, you're 10th in line, you got 3 minutes, kind of deal?
Yeah.
Okay, just like you hear about, I hear all these comedians talk about working on their sets and open mic. I'm just go down and wait till my name gets called or something.
Yeah, or I would do that at a place, and then the manager guy liked it, and then he would say, all right, you come back Tuesday and I'll give you 3 minutes Tuesday. But it wasn't an open mic thing. It was just like a, I don't know whether it was.
Yeah, I guess open mic's probably the wrong term.
No, but some of them were like open mic night, and you just get on the list like karaoke.
Yeah.
You know, you put your name on the list.
So he'd say, come back Tuesday night, you'll get 3 more minutes in there. Right. It would be like a slate of comedians, everybody getting 3 to 5 minutes, depending on.
Or no, there would be like regular comedians getting their hours. Like if they were the headliner or whatever, I might get 3 minutes a couple hours before they came on.
Yeah. Did you ever see anybody famous in any of those situations where you were around you're like, oh my God, that guy, that comedian went on to be famous or whatever kind of thing?
No. Mm-mm. Just me. Look at me now. Yeah.
And that's where you got that job working at that place, because they found out you were really good at softball.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, wait, you're an all-district baseball player? You want to play on our softball team? Yeah.
Use what you got.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then I said, no, I'm sorry. The theater is in my blood. I struck a tableau.
Did you ever think about going on auditions or anything when you were in LA, or was it just like, I'm just going to do comedy, I don't want to act anymore?
No, I just started doing that, and then that's when I Once I started working at that construction site because they wanted me to play softball, I fell in with those bros and just partied the rest of the time.
Yeah.
Didn't worry about any of it. And then said, uh-oh, I'm out of money. I got to go.
Just playing softball. Going back just home. Playing some softball and having a good time, mm-hmm, man.
Drinking. Looking at titties. That was back when they called them titty bars.
I always think about though TJ telling me about the guy that they went to a strip club on a Friday after work, and a guy spent his entire paycheck that night, and he had a family. Mm-hmm. How do you go home? And I said, we have a problem.
Yeah.
Sweetheart, I love you. We have a problem.
Big one.
But, I mean, the good news is that I did have enough sense left over from, you know, how I was raised to know that that was screwed up.
That dude. Good news, yeah.
This is the Extra, Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Copyright 2023 ATJ Inc. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.